radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Country artist Dean Brody is my special guest today. He's nominated for 5 CCMA Awards this year. They are Male Artist, Songwriter, Fans Choice Entertainer of the Year, and Album, Song, and Single of the Year. He's known for his up-tempo sing-along songs like Roll That Barrel Out and People Know You By Your First Name, as well as his moving ballads such as Brothers and Trail in Life. Let's give a big In the Country welcome to Dean Brody. Hey, Dean.
Hey, Dave. How are you doing?
Hey, doing just terrific. Pretty busy guy these days, eh?
Yeah, I guess it's good to be busy, but yeah, we sure have, man. I feel like I live in airports and hotels.
I'll bet. Now, you're originally from B.C. Or where are you calling home these days?
We live on the south shore of Nova Scotia now. It's
nice.
You know, quite a move from B.C. to Nashville to Nova Scotia, but we love it, man. We love the East Coast, and the music scene there is just really, really rocking.
That's awesome. Now, with the album Trail in Life, Dean, did you expect that you would end up with your 5th single being released, Little Yellow Blanket, right now?
We kind of hoped that we would be able to do that just because we just had a blast recording the record and just really believed in a lot of the songs. So, man, we're happy to get to 5. And we'd even talked about 6, but we're moving on, man. We're going to record some new stuff. We've already done some new songs in Nashville. So
good stuff
coming up, yeah.
Terrific. Now, of course, the title track from the album, Trail in Life, is nominated for Song and Single of the Year. It's such a moving song, and when we listened to it, I know the first time I heard it, you know, I had an emotional response to it. Can you sort of talk about the writing behind it, the inspiration, and maybe some stories you've heard from listeners?
Yeah. The song, it's one of those songs that just kind of came out of nowhere. You know, I was watching TV one night, and started noodling around on my guitar and, you know, went up to my bedroom and started just writing and, you know, thinking about time and how it's passed and, you know, getting kind of nostalgic, I guess, for old friends. And, you know, I remember in college and stuff hanging out with my buddies and just being like, man, I just couldn't imagine a life without them being my best friends. And I look
right.
look at my life now and I look back and I've totally lost contact with some of them. And you know, just because life happened and it got in the way and things moved on and they moved on. And then I started thinking about, you know, first girlfriend and stuff. And then just the song just came out and it was like an hour later and then Trail was done.
I think it's something that listeners, country listeners especially, because they gravitate towards these kinds of songs, you know, it becomes a part of their life, and maybe by listening to it, not only will they reflect on what it's saying, but maybe it'll make them think about getting in touch with someone they used to know and sort of reconnecting.
Yeah, I've had fans come up and say, you know, I hadn't seen my mom, you know, I'm adopted or whatever, and then they tell me the story of how they called their mom up or whatever, or their mom called them, and you know, there's some really cool reunions that have happened, but there's also, you know, a lot of adoption stories are heartbreaking, and so you kind of have both ends of the story, you know.
For sure. Now, of the 5 awards you're nominated for at the CCMAs, one of them is Fans Choice Entertainer of the Year. Our listeners can head to ccma.org, and at the top there's a tab to vote for. And you're in pretty good company there with the other nominees: George Kanyon, Terry Clark, Doc Walker, and Johnny Reed. How does it feel to be with that group of other great entertainers?
It feels weird, man. I feel like a rookie still, you know, like I just started. It was just 2 years ago that Brothers kind of hit, and so, yeah, man, it just happened really fast. But it's weird, but it's so cool. It's a real honor.
Now, when you're on stage, Dean, is that a place you're pretty comfortable being up there and entertaining? And what kind of a show do fans expect? Do they see when they see you in concert?
I'm getting more comfortable. You know, I started out as a songwriter. I actually moved to Nashville strictly to be a songwriter. And so to actually be on stage and getting used to the stage took a few years, and I'm definitely a lot more comfortable now than I ever was. Like, I don't really get butterflies anymore. And whereas, man, I used to almost get sick. I'd be so nervous, and I'd forget lyrics and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll still forget some lyrics, but it's always a little bit of work, because it's tough when everybody's looking at you. You know that feeling when you first did your first public speech and you,
right.
Oh, I can do this, you know, and you walk to the front of the room and you turn around and all of a sudden they're all looking at you, you know, so it's a totally different.
No, it's that must be nerve-wracking. And, of course, as you said, you got to remember the lyrics to all the songs. But it must be pretty cool when you look out and see the crowd and a bunch of them singing along to these songs that you've written.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, man. It's a little nerve-wracking to get up there. Once you're up there, it's great. And when you see people singing your songs, and even songs that haven't been released to radio, they'll be singing those, and you're like, wow, this is awesome.
Let's turn to the latest single, the fifth single from the current album. It's called Little Yellow Blanket. I've been hearing it on the radio quite a bit, and it paints such a great picture of a country scene, country living. Can you talk about the inspiration behind this one, Dean?
That one's just, I spent some time in the Okanagan growing when I was a little kid. We spent like a couple of years there. So all my extended family's in the Okanagan, where there's all these orchards, and, you know, there used to be a whole lot more, like apple trees. A lot of them are turning into vineyards now. But just that whole vibe, you know, of summer in the orchard and the meadows and, you know, young love and your first love. And I just tried to paint a picture that was really, I guess, kind of romantic, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's share it now. It's a great summertime song, and it's doing real well on the charts. This is Dean Brody and his latest, called Little Yellow Blanket.
Hoppers on a dirt road, falling in the air. Farmers in the orchard, on ladders picking pears. Me and you driving Grandma's Cadillac, gonna have a picnic on a yellow blanket in the meadow out back. Honeybees and little ladybugs squirrel behind a tree, hanging out with us. Gonna drink your sweet tea and a little cherry pie on a little yellow blanket, just you and I. Baby, let me hold you underneath the tree. We can sing some whittling, strum a couple strings. You can have a dip from my new skull can, chase you through the holler down into the creek, or we can take a bath. Honeybees, little ladybugs, squirrel behind a tree, hanging out with us. Gonna drink your sweet tea and a little cherry pie on a little yellow blanket, just you and I.
Great. brand new music from Dean Brody here live on In the Country. It's called Little Yellow Blanket, and that's one you can request at your country stations now, as that is his current single. I wanted to ask you about songwriting. You moved to Nashville to pursue songwriting. I'm sure it started long before that. Can you talk about your first interest in how you got started with songwriting?
I got in a band when I was 14. We had a little garage band. We didn't really write our own stuff. We just jammed and we did, other people's stuff, cover songs. But I guess my first girlfriend was what inspired me to start writing, which is probably the case with most of us.
Right, definitely. That's the way it goes. And then I guess the first heartbreak song comes when that relationship ends.
Yeah, those happen too.
Yeah, you got to get inspiration from all kinds of places. Do you remember when you first wrote something that you said, this is worthy of, being on an album, or this is a very good song?
Oh, man. I mean, well, the thing is, I wrote a lot of bad songs when I was younger. I think a lot of us do. A lot of us songwriters write. I wrote some terrible songs that I thought probably should be on radio. So I remember my first... One of the first songs I ever recorded was called, my buddy lives on a farm, and I went to his farm this one time. They had a welcome mat that said, sometimes you step in it, sometimes you don't, talking about manure or whatever. And so I wrote this song called Sometimes You Step In It, Sometimes You Don't. And I thought it was awesome, and I sent it to Nashville. There was this program where you could send your tape in. This was back when we were still recording on tapes. Send it in to Nashville, they'd send it back for critique. And I got the critique back in the mail 3 weeks later, and I was so excited. I opened it up, and I played it. And the guy's like, after my song, he records his little critique, right? And so he's like, yeah, Dean, I don't know where to start with this song, but all I can tell you is ain't nobody ever going to play a song on the radio about, and, he said the word.
The word, right?
the proper word for manure.
The other word for it.
And I was crushed, man. I was like, man, I thought this song was awesome. So that'd probably be the first one I thought was, and it made it to radio. It did actually make it to local radio. My family.
Isn't that cool? So that made it to radio. And now I guess that ties in with your quote I see on your website about being fearless and persistent. So even when you get that kind of reaction to a song, in that case, in the early years, you keep going, right?
Yeah, and it's hard, right? You get that little bit of criticism, and it's constructive, largely. A lot of it is constructive. It's hard to take, though, because you really put your heart out there, especially with songwriting, and when somebody critiques it, it's like it's not just they're not critiquing your song. It's like it feels like they're critiquing your feelings and everything, right? So,
right.
You just got to keep going, keep plugging away.
Now, I was at a website just this morning, cnbc.com, where you did an interview about some of your favorite things, and it was really interesting to read your two favorite albums, Randy Travis' Greatest Hits, I guess Volume 1 and Volume 2. Was he a big influence on you when you were getting into music?
I was thinking about this morning, because it's really hard to narrow down. Like, if someone asked you, what's your favorite album, it's really tough. But the reason I picked these two is that I remember... They took me back to a time in my life that I just thought was one of the best years of my life. When I hear those songs, I can see where I used to go for drives, and it reminds me of home. And it's so much more. It's more about the time in my life when I was listening to that music than so much the music. But Randy was definitely an influence on me when I was younger.
Isn't that great about music, that it's the songs themselves, but it's also where we were at when we were hearing them, driving in our cars, playing them on cassettes back in the day. However we listen to them, the music takes us back to there, and it's a pretty good feeling.
It does. It just reminds you of a time, and that's what's so magical about music, I think, is it's more than just a song. It's like a soundtrack to your life. And
oh, for sure.
There's moments that you go, this was the song. This is what was going on.
Definitely. Let's turn to another one of your songs here, Dean. People Know You By Your First Name, which was a single just a while back. And I was watching the video. It's a great, fun video. And then I was also watching, I guess, an alternative video, a video project you did where people sent in themselves, filmed, or a picture with their name. How did that idea come about? It was pretty cool.
It originated with my director, Jeff Weinrich. We were in a... where the Salton Sea in California, and he's like, man, why don't we just get these kids to write their names on this piece of paper and hold it up, and that's how it started, and then management and stuff took it and ran with it and did this promotional thing with the video.
Yeah, and I noticed that you, the part of the promotion, there were five country artists in there holding up their signs, and I caught a couple of them, Gord Bamford, Patricia Conroy, and Derek Rattan, and
yeah.
A couple others.
Yeah, I think Paul Brandt was in there too, although I didn't even recognize Paul Brandt, because he held up a sign that said Pablo on it, and it was hiding half his face, but apparently Paul was in there too. And yeah, so it was really cool to have, you know, also the support from people like that too.
It's a great song. Can you give us a little story behind it? Real good hook too. People know you by your first name and what you did last night.
Yeah. Well, in my town, like, it doesn't take long for stuff to get around. I think anybody in a small town knows what that's like, and it's got good and bad to it. I mean, it's good that everybody knows your life and has got your back, but sometimes it's not a good thing, especially if you do something stupid or whatever. And you know, it's funny, I wrote this song, co-wrote this song with a guy from California, and it just kind of goes to show how anybody that's grown up in the country can relate to stuff. Even if you're from a different country in a totally different area, like who would think of California, would a kid would be able to relate to somebody from the Rockies? But
right.
We sat down and came up with this song, man.
That's pretty awesome, yeah, that our experiences can tie us together no matter where we're from. Let's share the song now. This is People Know You By Your First Name. It's Dean Brody here on In the Country.
Out of nowhere with a general store and one lamp pole. We got wheat fields, sawmills, and coal mines, down home country folks. Raised on 4-H and dance hall auctions, spaghetti dinners and parking lot fights. Oh, we might be a little backwoods, but around here that's alright. But people know you by your first name, kind of truck you drive, how you seemed it back in high school. See, you can't lie. Better watch out who you take home, 'cause round here could backslide. Yeah, people know you by your first name, what you did last night. Come on down to our fundraiser dinner, be a high school reunion, I swear. Another family falling on hard times, so there won't be an empty chair. Listen close and you'll hear local legend of Boone Crockett and that 12-point rack. Oh, and you thought you were alone skinny dipping the springs last night, but word here travels fast. Well, people know you by your first name, kind of truck you drive, how you seemed it back in high school. See, you can't lie. Better watch out who you take home, 'cause round here it's a fact of life. Yeah, people know you by your first name, what you did last night.
Here we go.
What kind of truck you drive, how your team did back in high school. See, you can't lie. Better watch out who you take home, 'cause round here it's a fact of life. Yeah, people know you by your first name, what you did last night. Yeah, people know you by your first name, what you did last night. Hey,
And that is Dean Brody. People know you by your first name. It's from his CCMA-nominated album, Trail in Life, and those awards coming up in September in Hamilton. Other songs from the album you'll know include Wildflower, Roll That Barrel Out, Trail in Life, and the new single we played a bit earlier, Little Yellow Blanket. You can learn more about Dean at deanbrody.com, great website. Dean, what about shooting the videos? It sure looks like you're having a lot of fun in them. Is it a pretty comfortable and enjoyable process for you?
It is. The first time, the first videos aren't, I mean, because it's so weird to, I'm a real private person and kind of quiet, and all of a sudden you got a crew of 30 people around you, or 40 people with all these jibs and these mics and lights and everything, and to be the center of that's really, really odd. But you get used to it, and it's really fun now. You know, I have a lot of fun. I've got a crew, a guy, Jeff Weiners, that does a lot of my videos right now, and he's just a great guy, and he's got a small crew, and we have a lot of fun.
And you get to put some of your ideas into the video, sort of add to the script, direct it in some way?
Yeah. A lot of times it's funny when you get what's called a treatment, and that's where directors will send in their idea for the video, and then you choose a treatment. But a lot of times the actual end product of a video is so much different than the actual treatment. You kind of have to be fluid and go with the flow, and it's an interesting process for sure.
I'll bet you got some great videos out. Duets. Have you given any thought, Dean, at some point maybe for your next project to recording a duet with a female country artist?
Yeah, we're thinking about it right now, and we're maybe thinking maybe a rock artist, like a female
rock
artist, something different, you know.
Yeah.
But we haven't set on anything yet.
That would add a nice touch to it. If you could dream as big as one can dream, is there somebody out there you'd like to sing with from any genre?
Oh, man. I think Sarah McLachlan or somebody like that. That'd be great. She's got a beautiful voice. There's a lot that are great. Sheryl Crow. Even Colby Collet. I dig her voice. She's so like, surfer, laid back kind of thing, you know.
For sure.
Like it.
Well, those are great great female artists. And I understand you're going to be on the National tonight on CBC with Peter Mansbridge.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how that's, I don't even know what the story is really about. They did an interview. Lyle, a cameraman, came out and did an interview at our house and at our town, and They're piecing together some kind of story. I'm going to watch it tonight and see what the full context of the story is about. But it's not
very
like exclusively on me. It's definitely not exclusively about me. It's something about the Canadian music industry.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we'll be sure to check that out tonight. Now, we talked about Randy Travis earlier as far as some of your favorite albums, although it's hard to pin down. What about some of your influences, Dean, back then as you were going into music? Who are some of the artists that inspired you?
Bryan Adams. I've got some weird influences too, because we didn't have we had a radio station, but it wasn't like a dedicated country or a rock station. It was AM, and it was everything. It was like Anne Murray and ABBA and Zamfir. I mean, it had everything. So, so a lot of those are kind of my influences. I've actually listened to ABBA before. I know something you don't want to admit, but then Aerosmith AC/DC and Metallica, and then Dwight Yoakam and George Jones and Keith Whitley, you know, so it's quite a gamut.
It's interesting when you have those kind of stations, and I guess they had those more back before, although I think they have some of those are coming back, to listen to sort of a mixture of stuff. So as you said, you know, you're hearing some country guys and some rock guys, and it must make an interesting influence because you're not restricted to one genre. You can kind of open up to all of them.
Yeah, and I love music from all genres. Like, I'm not particularly a country-only guy. I love everything. You know, I love pop and rock and just, I love good music, even jazz, you know. It's got some great stuff.
Would you consider recording anything ever for a project that was still country but maybe pushing the envelope a little bit into another genre?
I think when I was a kid, my friends laughed at me because I sounded too country. I'd sing Dwight Yoakam songs and be like, "Oh man, you sound country," and that was like a bad thing to them, right? And so, I don't know if I could. I'd love to sing rock. I just don't know if I could really brand it. I think my voice kind of has put me in the country genre. But You know, Jeff, my video director, is doing some movies coming up, and he's saying maybe we could do some soundtrack stuff, and that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, that would be, for sure. I was speaking with Dean Brody, and he is nominated for 5 awards at this year's CCMAs, including Male Artist of the Year, Album of the Year. You can head to deanbrody.com to check out more on his tour schedule and the like. As we're getting set to wrap up here, Dean, I just wanted to ask you, there's so much focus on your music, of course, and that is your career and doing so well at it. When you're trying to get away from the music and just sort of get your mind in another space, is there a hobby you have, something you like to do?
I love football. I love throwing the football and kicking the football. It was my first dream, actually, was to be a punter in the CFL. And so I still love throwing a football around, and actually I've been doing a little bit of writing, too, like just like, you know, writing is like novel kind of stuff, just for fun.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat. Do you have one that you started with an idea and characters and all that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I don't know if it's any good or anything, but it's just something I do on the side for fun.
That's kind of interesting. I've often wondered when you're sitting down to write a whole book, sort of how you in your mind, do you plan the ending out? Do you just go on a discovery and see what's going to happen? Do you sort of know, or are you just a general idea?
Maybe it's like songwriting. Like, you know, when I write a song, sometimes I'll know the ending. I'll know it's all planned, right? And you write toward that certain end. But then sometimes in a song, you just start out and you start singing and it just takes you somewhere. And I think it's probably the same with a book. The cool thing about writing like long form is like when country music, we're trying to take a lifetime of a song and cram it into 3 minutes. Whereas like if you're writing a book, you can expand, you can
right.
paint the picture more detailed, more vividly.
Yes. I love that, and as you said, a couple of your country songs could be novels, as I'm thinking of them now, Trail in Life and also Brothers. I mean, they could lend themselves to being a longer-form movie or a book, for sure.
Yeah, and there's another one on the first record called Cattleman's Gun, and it's a Western kind of song. It's like there's a gunfight in it and everything, so that was a lot of fun to write because it was kind of like a movie. It was trying to paint a picture of this guy that came to town, and yeah, there's some mystery about him. He's a preacher. He turns out to be this really violent guy and ends up saving the town. Like, it's all crammed into it. I think we got it under 4 minutes. But that was a challenge, for sure.
No doubt. That's the thing about songwriting. You've really got to edit, right? Every line's got to count. You can't. The song's going to be too long if you're not careful with how you word stuff and shorten it.
Yeah.
Now, if you were going to be in one of those movies from one of your songs, would you want to play the good guy or the bad guy or someone in between?
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to play anybody. I think I'm a pretty bad actor. But maybe the bad guy, just for kicks.
Just to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Been a real pleasure talking with you, Dean. The current album, of course, is Trail in Life, and nominations for you at the CCMAs. Wish you all the best there and also at the CMT Music Festival going on this weekend. Been a real great pleasure, and I hope to do it again in the future.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for taking the time, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Once again, my guest today has been country artist Dean Brody. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.